Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 2, verse 4. Wrapping up this thought now as we're finishing off this bridge from chapter 1 to chapter 2, that this whole idea of looking at people and evaluating them based on their exterior is wrong. James says this in chapter 2, verse 4. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? The whole idea now of this whole passage, this bridge passage, is this idea that how we react or how we respond or how we are affected by someone who comes into our midst demonstrates our faith or our lack of it. And we're talking, of course, about the issue of giving preferential treatment to those people who have more money and flaunt it. Now, we've all learned, if you've read through The Millionaire Next Door, that a lot of people have a lot of money in this country and no one knows about it because they're godly in their approach. They're not flaunting it. In fact, a lot of people you think have money are actually bankrupt. They are so far in debt that they're like the federal government. Their grandchildren will bail them out. And it's ridiculous to look at a person who drives in with a new E-Class and walks in with a whole bunch of gold on and walks around and struts in really nice expensive clothes and say to yourself, ooh, unless you're saying, ooh, they must be so far in debt they're deluded. Because that's basically the American reality. Rich people don't flaunt it, really.
That's right.
They just don't do that.
That's right.
Wannabes flaunt it. Now, this person we've talked about, this rich man walked in, he was a flaunter. He wasn't part of the fellowship of the redeemed in the sense that he had the heart of Jesus. He was a flaunter of himself. And if we're impressed by that, we're told that we have shown partiality. Now, what's the parallel phrase in verse 4 to shown partiality? What have we become?
Judges.
We have become judges, and we have become judges with
evil thoughts.
Now, this is a terrible problem. You need to understand that that Paul's use and James's use and Jesus' use and the New Testament's use for the word judge is virtually almost every single time is the same root word. And so James and John and Paul and Peter and Luke, they're all basically using the same word for judge. It comes from a Greek core word, the root word, which is krino, to judge. And by its context, we know whether it's good or bad kinds of judging. You can judge actions as a Christ follower, but you cannot judge motives because only God knows the heart. Mm-hmm. So I can say what you said was evil. What you did was evil, and that's legitimate. I cannot say the reason you said that evil thing was. Now I've taken the place of the Son of God, whom God has committed all judgment to. And that's what he's talking about. It is evil when we assign motive to someone. Now, back into the passage, we realize that if we look at a person and we oogle them, and we allow our heart to follow the appearance of wealth as a desire, evil has gotten into us or gotten out of us. Because in my flesh dwells no good thing. And so I'm allowing the base evil that accompanies me to have predominance. And I'm actually reflecting the reality that I'm operating, contrary to all my words, I'm operating on a system that is ungodly. I'm holding money up as a standard. Money has become my God. Being rich has become my will of my God. And so, again, we've talked about this. There's nothing wrong with having money as long as you accumulate it biblically and use it biblically. That's not the issue in James. The issue in James is the flauntatious, I just made up a new word, the flauntatiousness of an evil heart that wants you to look at me and say, I wish I could be as good or as rich or like you. And that's evil. It's kissing cousin is what we call keeping up with the Joneses. Where we buy something we cannot afford with money we do not have to impress people that never think about us. And somehow we think that now we've arrived. You have. It's called debt. It's a dumb process, and it's debilitating. And so this partiality will kill us. It's an evil motive. And that's what James is talking about in chapter 2 and verse 4. And he's now walked across the bridge, and in our next study, we'll discover where he wanted to go.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host, Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.